the body can get better with age. We don't have to disintegrate or bend over or stoop over or, you know, shuffle. I mean, it's amazing.
This is the Adventure Sports Podcast, where we hear stories of adventure from every corner of the planet. We interview all sorts of folks who are using their sport to explore the world around them and give you the inspiration you need to get out there and have some fun. Hey, ASP family. Ooh, hope you're doing well. Breathing a little heavy. I've been doing a lot of push-ups recently. I've been raising money for Feeding America. Sorry, I'm out of breath. But just got done with a set. I got a timer that goes off like every 15, 20 minutes throughout the day, and I do a set of push-ups. And I'm doing 5,000 push-ups this month, raising $5,000. You can check it out. It's in our it's in the show notes as well as Instagram bio. We've raised some money so far, so hope you join. But the reason I'm doing that is because obviously a lot of us have a lot of time right now and time to take care of ourselves. And so today we're actually talking to someone, Janie Pulaski, who does that for a living. She helps adventure athletes take care of themselves. If you remember Kurt Linville, who used to be the host, he was on recently. He had a serious back injury years ago, and it was pretty bad. Like, he couldn't walk hardly. He was in pain, just walking around his house, like in tears even. And he's a tough guy, so you know it was bad. And so he has sworn by Janie's method. He said she has helped him a lot. She specializes in helping you deal with chronic pain right where you are with minimal equipment and for, you know, not that much of a time commitment, because as we all know, the body is an incredible machine and it just needs a little boost in the right direction sometimes to get things going. And so she has recognized that. And we're having her on today to talk about, you know, adventure sports and injury and dealing with that. A lot of you know I have a knee injury that's always nagging, and so she's helping me with that as well. But I hope you enjoy, and we're just trying to inspire you and encourage you to take care of yourself during this really interesting time. Obviously, a lot of us have a little more time than usual, and so I want to make sure we're using that time to do something positive and do something healthy and not just sit there and think about the what-ifs, kind of like I can do if I'm not doing push-ups or something. So I got another set of push-ups coming up, so I'm going to jump back on it. I really am breathing heavy. This is not an act. Oh, and by the way, you can find Janie at realchangeinstitute.org. Obviously, online stuff is really a really good way to get in touch right now. So she's doing all that and taking folks to hear what you're going through and help you deal with pain. She has gone through it herself personally, so she knows all about it. So anyway, hope you have a great week. Happy Monday. And see you on Thursday. You're doing all right through all this. I know everyone's reality is totally different, but the first thing that I was thinking of one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is that with all the time I have now, because I'm working from home, my wife's at home, and I know a lot of people are doing that, and I honestly have more time to kind of work on some of my injuries. And so I feel better than usual, honestly, because I have a little more time. And so this is really fascinating what you do. But I'd love to hear more about, exactly what you do. When folks ask you, what do you tell them that you do?
Well, I have been in the healing arts or structural work for over 22 years. And in that time frame, I've really worked towards helping people who were highly functioning in their jobs or their athleticism, who suffered an injury, get back to what they love. So I've been able to do that through structural integration. And for years, I worked hands-on, and people would come to me for a sequence or a series, and I would work on them and treat them through myofascial release in my office. But because I didn't have a lot of people locally to work on me, I developed a home practice to keep me in alignment because I suffered from a chronic injury. And so I just was really motivated last July to start figuring out how I could teach people a home practice that I was doing. And in that time frame, I over 7-8 months, I created what's called the Back in Action Method, which allows people through my coaching to understand how the body works, how it can heal itself, and get them back in action.
I have a couple friends in that, in your area, the Gunnison Crested Butte area, and one of them is actually injured, and we've had him on the show twice, Bart Limmel, and great guy, and he lives in Crested Butte, actually, yeah. And every time we bring someone on to talk about their injury and going through it, I hear just an outpouring of listeners saying, oh my gosh, I thought I was alone in this, or I thought I'd never could get back to my sport, or, you know, and now I didn't realize I could do my sport a different way. And so, you know, injury is something that's definitely very relevant to me, and I think to a lot of listeners. So it is exciting having you on to talk about this. But let me ask you about the back in action method. So is your chronic injury your back as well? Because I know that specifically is focused on getting your back ready for more adventure.
Yes, my injury is my lower back, and it actually was a injury caused by lifting too many heavy tiles down a outside set of stairs in the 90s, and I hurt myself, and then I continued to ski and bike and do yoga, and what it seemed like a very small incident actually put me into chronic pain situation for over 4 years. And that was what led me to actually becoming a Rolfer. And the Rolfing program and the Rolfing method, you know, basically saved my life. And so my real interest and my, I guess, would say expertise is in the lower back, treating piriformis syndrome, sciatica, anything involving the sacrum and pain in the butt.
So you said for 4 years, what was it doing to you? What was some of the limitations? Was it just this frustrating, I can't do this, I can't do this now? Or were you trying to work through it through that time? Because that's a long time to have to deal with it.
Yes, it was. And I think there were some contributing factors. The main one was that I was sitting quite a bit for my job because I was a designer. And so, I was like a weekend warrior in Crested Butte. I would, you know, play hard on the weekends, but sit all week. And so then I continued to push myself and, you know, wasn't really listening, wasn't learning how to listen, didn't have a partner or an advocate to help me understand what was going on. So the pushing, I think, really contributed to not getting better. And it wasn't until I went to Boulder and I got Rolfed that I really understood that, you know, my back problem was not just in my back. it had actually gone, you know, it's caused by a whole body situation. And that's what I really want to emphasize to people is that, you know, just continuing to push on an injury actually will probably make it worse and definitely not help it go away. That until you understand the foundation of the body, getting the foundation more solid and sound will actually heal you. So that's my whole approach, is that we don't want to just keep pushing on the pain and hope it'll go away, because we have to reorganize the whole structure for the pain to go away.
You know, that is a hard pill to swallow for adventure athletes, because your whole mindset is built around pushing through discomfort, through pain even. And, you know, younger, I was definitely in that mindset. And another thing you mentioned is that I talk about it on the show a lot. I have a pretty, not serious, but I have a knee injury that's been chronic for a few years now, and it keeps me from doing a lot. But it's like this education I've put myself through learning about it. And the more I learn about it, the more I realize it's connected to everything else. It's like, oh, It's not just the knee, it's everything connected to that and everything connected to that. So that's something that a lot of people maybe not realize, like yourself, until you start getting into it. So you start working on yourself. Did you see that lower back injuries or lower back pain was, you know, prevalent in the adventure world or in the active sports world? Is that something you noticed?
You know, in my practice, I could actually help or contribute to healing in basically anything, knee injury, shoulder injury, foot injury, you know, ankle injury, neck injury. But it just turned out that the lower back was the most common and prevalent reason people would come to see me. And then, you know, it's just like anyone who has a back problem, it just limits them from doing everything, you know, bending over, lifting, you know, sitting. It just completely disallows someone to have a happy life. So that's what I chose to focus on, but pretty much I could help anyone with anything going on. And I want to just get back to what you talked about with your knee being connected to everything else. That is the root of everything that I do, is helping people understand connective tissue or fascia and that everything is connected. So, and the worst part for us is that we are on two legs. So once the body gets out of balance, when we start favoring or adapting one side to protect an injury, it just manifests and we can't fix it. We have to get back to balance on both legs for the body to heal.
Oh man, I could use this then, because I've totally noticed that my right quad and leg are just much more muscular than my left, which is the one that's injured. And that's just been about 2 years of compensating and not even thinking about it, just leaning on it, going up the stairs, or when I get up, pushing off that healthy knee. And over the last 2 years, that has led to, you know, a visible difference in my muscle tone on both legs.
Well, that's great awareness and insight. And what I'd also like to bring up is that what I was really not struggling with, but wasn't sure how I was going to do my work, you know, online or virtually, the basic way I helped people in my office was I'd watch them walk and I would help them become aware of their adaptation. And, you know, I love it when the lights go on and people are like, when I'm asking them, you know, if they're favoring one side or they notice they're putting weight on one leg more than the other, or, you know, and they're like, yeah. And so I can do that now, you know, with all the communication, the Zoom, people can video themselves, I can watch them walk. And then, you know, in a very short amount of time, because the body is so intelligent and especially motivated people, you know, once they realize what needs to change or happen, then it can happen very quickly.
So tell us about, you know, the back in action method and what it involves for people, because I feel like people are probably in a soil for change, if that makes sense. They're ready to make some sort of change. I know for me, and this, it has made me very contemplative about, you know, what is life like after this whole coronavirus thing passes? Mm. And also, what do I want to change about myself and about the direction my life is heading? And I know a lot of people are feeling that. So can you tell us a little bit about that method and what it involves?
Yes. I definitely want to tell you about the back in action method, but I want to also pick up on the word change that you mentioned. And when I started the back in action method, I wanted like an umbrella or an overall concept of who I am and what I do and my belief system and all that. And so I created what I call the Real Change Institute. And that's the name of my website. And it'll take you into the back in action method as well as a nutrition program and coaching program. But that, you know, that word actually in my practice, people notice that when they're injured I mean, a lot of people that I worked with were really injured. And then that injury would start to trickle into so many aspects of their life. You know, the disability or inability to work, their relationships would start to change because they weren't the same. And so I just have to say out loud that once we're injured, you know, our life changes. So we can either decide that we need to create foundation in all areas of our life to accommodate that, or we're probably going to just stay the same. So you're right. This situation that we're in, we're all going to be asked, you know, so what happened while you were in isolation? What happened? What did you choose to do? And so that is where I have a very disciplined or intense, rigorous early morning practice. I've had an early morning practice for forever, for 25 years. And it's just my foundation for starting my day. And so the Back in Action method is basically just a informed sequence of I let people in on what they're going to do on a weekly basis for 7 weeks. And in that time frame, each week is structured to deal or to address a certain part of the body. And we actually just reorganize the structure in a 7 week period of time. And it's very guided because you get to meet with me virtually. I watch you walk. I listen to you. I understand or hear what is going well, what you're being challenged with. And so it's very different than just buying a video series of, you know, foam rolling or how to lay on balls and stuff. I'm your guide. I'm your coach. And I make sure that everything that we're doing is integrated and will last.
Through this method, it's, you know, being 7 weeks long and it's stuff you can do from home. You know, have you seen just the effectiveness of it for people with lower back injuries? And if so, you know, why 7 weeks and why only 11 minutes? Why not, you know, an hour a day for months? Like why did, you know what I'm saying? How did you determine that it was that effective for this amount of time?
Well, thank you for that question. There was a lot of question in me when I started doing this, like how is this going to work? Is this going to work? And so I have some test clients guinea pigs, who allowed me to try this out on them. And they were people who were in, you know, long-term pain. One person had been in pain for 22 years. One of my clients had been in pain for 2.5 years. Another, and so these were people who knew what pain was. They knew how it had affected their lives on all levels. They knew when it started to go away and then they'd go re-injure themselves. So they were just great for me to practice on and to create this method. And what I really wanted is, and what happens in Rolfing is that when you reorganize the structure and gravity over 10 weeks, the body does heal itself. And I picked 7 because I love the number 7. And I started out, it's actually a 6 week program, but the first week of my program is all set to make sure that everything gets in order. And what that means is that people realize they kind of get to look at their life. They look at their patterns. They look at their routine. They understand why this is important, the commitment that it's going to take. And so the first week I call the prep week, which gets them ready with the tools they need, the time frame, the space, talking to their spouse or partner, you know, just getting everything ready, which I feel is so important for a program to succeed. And then over the 6 weeks time, I found that time just is perfect. It's actually all we need. And I chose 11 minutes a day because I didn't want it to be a long routine, or people will become disinterested and they won't do it. So I have found, and I have testimonials and my guys, I mean, they, because I teach them so much about anatomy, awareness, what's going on, how to stop what you're doing and, you know, regroup. And it's worked, Mason. It's worked.
That's fantastic to hear. And you know, there's a couple directions I want to take this, and want to kind of mention both real quick, or at least, you know, focus on one than the other. But I see the term myofascial.
Yes.
Could you explain, like, what is that? Because, and then also Rolfing, I don't know, a lot of folks might not be aware of what that is. So I'd love to hear your explanation of what those two things are.
Okay. So the fascia, or the connective tissue in the body, is, we typically describe it almost comparing it to cutting up a chicken. And so the visual is that white kind of sinewy stuff between the muscles. That's fascia or connective tissue. And so the fascia wraps around every cell, every muscle body, every muscle fiber, and then belly, and then it wraps around groups of muscles. And it's continuous or contiguous from the bottom of the feet till to the top of the head. The connective tissue, or the fascia, is all happy and good when all the muscles are working in antagonist pairs. So when one muscle contracts, another one should elongate. And when we become injured, those connective tissue cells go and form adhesion or scar tissue. So that scar tissue or adhesion creates an interruption in the muscle firing sequence. And that's what causes an adaptation or a limp or a favoring, like with your knee. It's actually that adhesion that is preventing your muscles from getting the correct message from the nerves and the brain. So myofascial release is actually breaking up that scar tissue.
Yeah, that makes, it's almost like if some branches fell on through the hiking trail and you had to remove it and clean it up to make it flow again.
Exactly. Or like, yeah, I love that. And, you know, or even like a branches, you know, dam in a river, you know, it causes a recircuiting, or, you know, it has to go around instead of through. And so that myofascial release, or that technique, was discovered by Ida Rolf in the 1920s. And she figured out that the process, or that making of scar tissue, can change. She understood this under a microscope. And so we create that change through pressure and heat. She discovered the properties of fascia and connective tissue, but she also studied religious. I mean, she made it her life's work to understand how the biped, or a person on two legs, is compromised in when an injury happens. So what she really started to study is quadrupedalism, and how a quadruped is in perfect balance with four legs, and a biped struggles if an adaptation occurs.
You have less legs to lean on, literally. Right. You know, my dog he'll slip or something and hurt his back leg, and he's fine until he doesn't have to really do anything with that injured leg until it's healed, or you know what I'm saying? There's more forgiveness.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That is fascinating. It's definitely something I'm just now getting into and trying to understand, just as I transition from my invincible youth into, okay, my body can't do this anymore. And it's going to take the care that I've always seen folks older than me doing. And I'm getting into that. But, with everything going on right now, and folks being stuck at home and feeling maybe, you know, helpless to do things that they know need to be done at some point. Like, you know, they can't go to the dentist and get something done. But your program, and specifically some of your methods, can be done at home, and really can be done from anywhere in the world. You know, is that So if someone goes through this program, essentially they could take those same practices and what they did for those 7 weeks and take it with them, you know, once they're out of your program too.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's the goal, Mason, is that I mean, the awareness piece is so huge in that people start to connect pain sensation with action. So action creates a reaction. So once we have the time, which is what's going on right now, I think we're looking at ourselves, our lives, our environment. You know, everyone I'm listening to is cleaning up their house, cleaning up, you know. Well, we have that opportunity in our personal bodies as well. And that's my story, and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it. Is I did have a period of my life where I was in chronic pain, and it affected everything, you know, not only my physical ability, but my emotional happiness. And so I was fortunate to find a phenomenal Rolfer in Boulder and embraced it. And, you know, because of my routine that I lean on every day for 11 minutes, you know, I'm maintaining, and I really, really have not experienced any pain. And I'm not an elite athlete by any terms, but I'm a rower, I'm a speed skater, I'm a skier, I ride bikes. I mean, I get to do everything, and I'm pain free. So I have a lot of compassion, empathy, understanding when people are in pain. I understand how many areas of their life it might be affecting. And my goal is, you know, that I set them free. You know, once they do the program, they'll walk away knowing a ton about biomechanics, how anatomy, how the body functions, how it works, how to recognize a pain signal before, you know, it turns into an episode. They walk away, you know, I would say much more whole.
That's fantastic. You know, something that made me think of is, so many of our listeners have either done long journeys, are planning long journeys, or at least interested in journeys. And when you're on a journey, especially in adventure sports, it's a lot of times a through hike or a bike tour, or some sort of cross ocean rowing thing. You know, we talk to a lot of folks doing crazy things like that. And, you know, I can imagine, especially with through hikers, that back pain is it's a big thing that happens a lot, just because the weight is on your back, you're hiking miles. And so having some sort of routine like this in place, or some sort of method they can lean on to help alleviate as much pain as possible and keep them out there as long as possible. I mean, that is not a very big commitment to have 11 minutes in your morning dedicated to this. And so I can imagine you've seen plenty of athletes say, you know, this has helped me continue doing what I love to do.
Yeah. You know, actually, one of my, sayings or motivations was that people were not dependent on anything. And so, and I hesitate to say this, but my belief is that, you know, like orthotics, I pretty much ask people to try to do my method without and eliminate their orthotics. And because I wanted people to be anywhere in the world and be able to walk on a beach barefoot. And a lot of my clients, you know, were adventure athletes or extreme athletes, and they would be, traveling to Alaska or Europe or whatever on an airplane. And they were scared to death to, you know, what would happen after a long airplane ride, you know, that their back pain would come back. And so basically I teach them how to just, all they need in their backpack or all they need anywhere is just a tennis ball. And, I mean, there's some other fancy stuff out there, but you know, if you're in France, you know, you may not be able, you've maybe forgot your special ball. So you can go find a tennis ball probably.
And you use that to essentially apply pressure against the floor, against, you know, muscles and stuff to help release tension or whatever.
That's the tool. Yep.
That's not too much weight to sacrifice on a plane or in a backpack or something. And I'm sure you can find something that has multiple purpose for the really, really, you know, ounce conscious backpackers. But That's very fascinating stuff. So do you foresee you expanding this back in action method into other sorts of injuries, maybe like the knee or, you know, other sorts of hot spots that tend to be injured, hips or knees or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. And the back in action, you know, it kind of has a double meaning. It's for the back, but basically any, I'm working with a client right now with elbow pain, and you know, it's, it's not isolated to one injury in any way.
Well, awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, is there anything else you'd like to share with folks about, you know, what you do and maybe some encouragement about dealing with injury coming, you know, from personal experience?
Well, when I was thinking about this, doing this with you, I was kind of coming up with some of my quotes. But one of them is from a man named Jim Rohn, and it's just simply, take good care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. And I think right now, with so much uncertainty and, you know, it's just allowing us all, not maybe even forcing us all to be reminded of our greatness and all that we are and how amazing we are. And that I also have a quote that's, there's nothing wrong with you, that what is right with you can't cure. I also like to say that the body will heal itself when it finds alignment and stays in alignment. So, you know, my most heartfelt place in me just wants anyone to know that one, you know, that there's a time that when we mentioned earlier about change, that, you know, we can say out loud we want to change, we can say, you know, to people around us that we want to change, but really, once we decide that we're ready, then it can happen very quickly. And I think reaching out for help and, you know, telling someone out loud that, you know, I've had enough and I'm ready to do something. And this time right now, if you have more time than you've ever had in your life, this would be a great time to do it.
You know, I totally agree. I will say I'm never someone that sets crazy lofty goals, but I decided to be a little more active with this quarantine, and I'd say so far so good, and it has just felt great. And something you said that really has resonated was, you know, healing does take place faster than at least I expect it to. You know, I don't know if you ever do this, but when I'm climbing a 14er out here in Colorado or doing anything that requires a lot of elevation, I look up at the mountain thinking, oh, there's no way I'm going to get up there in this amount of time. And then within 20, 30 minutes, I'm so far up that I think, how did I climb this high in 20 minutes? It's incredible what happens when you just start doing it, when you just start putting one foot in front of the other. And I will say, you know, with your body is such a dynamic, you know, amazing machine that heals itself. It is so different than, for instance, a project with work that only moves forward when I move forward. It's like almost so much of my body is so automated and doing things on its own that it's, you just got to give it a little nudge, give it a little push in the right direction, and it helps you so much along the way. It does so much more for you. It's been very cool to see.
I totally agree, and beautifully said. And that's I love the analogy of the mountain. You know, it's and that happens too with direction. I mean, you know, climbing a mountain, just when you decide I'm going to climb the mountain, and then if you just focus on the effort or the work, you know, the top gets further away. But if you just distract, and like you said, put one foot in front of the other, you're three quarters of the way up before you know it. So that is my experience. And also, I can't really say, I'm looking at my bookshelf right now, and I have this book called The Grace in Aging. I do want to get people out of back pain or any pain that they might be having, but I also really want to plant a seed or say out loud that the body can get better with age. We don't have to disintegrate or bend over or stoop over or, you know, shuffle. I mean, it's amazing with structural integration, how when you get the foundation under you, the bones under you, and you get into alignment, you know, I totally believe we can just stay spry and stay healthy for a long, long time. I mean, we know this in other cultures, of course, the blue zones and all that. I mean, people live in past 100. And I think love to help people accept that and understand that and help them find that.
Well said. And through your method, I'm sure it's going to teach me patience, someone who doesn't have a whole lot of it in the first place. But only 11 minutes, so it is not going to take that long.
Right.
That's fantastic. So where can people find out about what, you know, your practice as well as, you know, your back in action method and start taking action?
Okay. Well, my website is www.realchangeinstitute.org. If you just go to that website, you'll find learning more about the back in action method, as well as my nutrition program and coaching program and meditation and, you know, all sorts of things. But to find back in action method, you can just go to realchangeinstitute.org.
Wonderful. Well, Jenny, thank you so much. And we'll have a great day and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Mason.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
First of all, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to us that you choose to listen to this show. If you'd like to help us further, you can leave a review on iTunes, share us with your friends, your family. It goes a long way to grow in the show. You can also support us financially through patreon.com/adventuresportspodcast. Link is in the show notes. And also, if you have an idea of who could be a good guest for the show, we're always looking for people to tell their story about the outdoors or adventure. So if you know someone, please reach out. Email us at info@adventuresportspodcast.com. And until then, get out there and have some fun.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.